The appeal went okay. Sat there, had a good argument, I felt. Explained my side, and then they went ahead and explained the rules, and we kind of met halfway pretty much on the deal. And then the good thing is I'm not suspended. I get to play this week, which was the most important thing, and I'm just facing the fine.
What kind of point did you try to make, that you're not a dirty player, that you're just an aggressive player?
Of course, definitely. I'm an aggressive player. We all know that across the league. And my intentions is never to go out here and hurt nobody. And, you know, I try to keep my hits within the rules. And that's what I'm going to do week in, week out, is just make sure I get guys on the ground. At the same time, I got to be careful.
How difficult is it for you after, you know, 2 weeks of this, you know, to pull out there in your third week and not knowing what's going to happen when a receiver or running back comes at you, and if they dip and you go helmet to helmet? I mean, do you have to change your strategy at all or your fundamentals?
I got to take my shots when when they present it so far as clean, you know what I mean? You know, no launching, of course, and no hats on hats. Just making sure I get the guy down on the ground and do it properly. I know there's going to be a lot of eyes, especially on me from now on. I mean, and that's okay, but I just got to be smart. I'm not trying to hurt our team. I'm definitely trying to hurt myself or another player.
After the letter that was sent to you, were you surprised at all that you were able to reduce it down to 100 grand?
Was I surprised? I didn't feel I was surprised, but at the same time, I was very confident in what I've done. And it was just me getting my point across and us really taking the time and really seeing what's right, you know, what's wrong. And I think those guys did a good job. You know, Matt Burke, I heard my story, and he did a good job explaining the rules and mediate the whole thing, and I thought it went well.
You think it helps to have a guy like Matt Burke who's played in the league before, and, you know, that can understand the situation versus maybe just a suit up in the tower?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it helps, you know, when you got a guy that played the game and understand our emotions and how fast things happen out there, and can see it from another football player point of view.
Deshaun, you think there's a misperception about the way you play the game?
I think to some people. Maybe some people, but, I mean, I've been on the side of, you know, hearing commentators talk about how I'm doing it the right way, you know, and then just fortunate that these last 2 weeks that I'm a dirty player all of a sudden. I mean, it is what it is, and I'm going to continue to do me and just be smart at the same time.
Tom Brady said today you're one of his favorite players. He said, because if he was playing defense, he'd play like you.
Oh, man. that's definitely I appreciate that. You know, Tom is a great player, man. We all know that. And I got a lot of respect for him. And it's good to see that he got respect for my game, man. I appreciate that.
Is 130,000, is that a wake-up call to you?
I think that'll be a wake-up call to anybody. You know, it's a lot of money. But at the same time, man, like I said, I can't go out there and play timid. I got to definitely – I know I'm not a dirty player. We do a good job. Our coaches do a good job here implementing tackling in our drills every day. We go through tackling drills every day. So I think those guys do a good job explaining the proper technique of how to tackle, get a guy on the ground.
John, obviously, you never want to miss a game, but was it critical to be on the field against the Patriots and the ability they have on?
Definitely, I mean, any week, but especially this week, you know. We're going to be facing elite Hall of Famer, you know. And he's a good quarterback, and it wouldn't be right, you know, if I couldn't be on that football field with him, share that football field with him. So I'm glad to be a part of this game again this week and being back on the practice field with my teammates.
Deshaun, as I look at that hit on Spoles, and I'm wondering, you probably replayed it in your mind, did Burke take a look at it and see how quickly that target changed when he's getting down on the ground?
Right. He took a look at that. I'm glad that, you know, we got a chance to hear both sides of it, not just, you know, hit me with the fine and the suspension. So they heard my case, and I expressed, you know, what was going on as far as me, you know, already in motion, going to hit him. And at the last minute, you know, he started to go down trying to get away out of the hit. So kind of messed the target up. So, I mean, they listened to my side of the story, and I think we got stuff resolved.